Namaste and Hari Om. I welcome you to this episode of All About Dharma program on Naira Radio. And this is part of a larger initiative called Know Your Dharma at Hindu Society of North Carolina. And all the past recordings can be accessed at hsnctemple.org website under the KYD tab. Today, I'm very happy to introduce a guest, Sanjay Rao, who is a software engineer in the RTP area and very well versed in Hinduism. And since Sankranti is coming up on 14th of January, I thought it would be very appropriate to ask Sanjay ji to explain the meaning of this particular festival that is coming up and how it is interpreted in different parts of India. So Sanjay, welcome.
Om Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha, salutations to the Holy Master. Om Sri Ganeshaya Namaha, salutations to the Lord of Obstacles. Om Sri Saraswati Namaha, salutations to the Divine Mother of Knowledge and Wisdom. Om Ganana Antva Ganapatim Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamasravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrun Vannoti Vissida Sadhanam Om Srim Mahaganapataye Namaha Om Prano Devi Saraswati Vajebhir Vajinivati Dhinam Avitryavatu Om Vak Devye Namaha Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Om Gam Srim Lakshmi Ganapataye Namaha. Thank you, Professor Trivedi ji, for the introduction. In many countries around the world, people celebrate the annual harvest festival in different months of the year according to their tradition and customs. Similarly, the people living in America with ties to India celebrate this festival. Pongal is the name used by the people in the southern state of Tamil Nadu to celebrate the annual harvest festival. The Tamil meaning of the word Pongal is to boil over or to overflow. In other states of India, the same festival is known as Makara Sankranti, signifying the movement of the sun into Makara or Capricorn zodiac sign. In Punjab, Haryana, and Himachal Pradesh, the annual harvest festival is called Maghi. In Gujarat, it is known as Uttarayan. Regardless of the different names, the festival is a culmination of the harvesting season. This year, Pongal or Makara Sankranti is observed on Friday, January 14th. Depending on one's region and tradition, the festival may be observed anywhere from 1 to 4 days. During one of these days, cattle in India are also worshipped for their role in helping the farmers with growing crops. However, with modern equipment, methods, and technological advances, many of these agricultural practices have changed. Also, the day before Pongal or Makara Sankranti is celebrated as Bhogi, when the house is cleaned up and old or unused items are donated or discarded. That is symbolically getting rid of the old and welcoming new hope. A brief mention of Uttarayan in the context of the specific festival, as it has important significance with some or all regions accepting it as a basis for the celebration of the festival. Uttarayan is the Sanskrit word for the movement of the sun in the northern direction. Rather, it is the tilt of the earth and its orbital motion around the sun that causes this phenomenon. If you peruse the astronomical data, you will observe that the shortest day of the year is December 21st, after which the day starts getting longer. Modern astronomical data, one is able to make this determination that Uttarayana Punyakala actually commences on or after December 21st, the shortest day of the year. and Dakshinayana Punyakala, southerly movement of the sun, starts on or after June 21st, the longest day of the year. However, due to ancient Vedic practices and traditions, the Panchang or the Hindu almanac continues to use January 15th as the Uttarayan date and July 15th as the Dakshinayana date. Sri Krishna mentions Uttarayan and Dakshinayana in chapter 8, slokas 24 and 25 of the Bhagavad Gita. Agnir Jyotirraha Shuklaha Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatta Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vido Janaha Dhumo Ratristata Krishnaha Shanmasa Dakshinayanam Tatra Chandramasam Jyotir Yogi Prapya Nivartate. Many scholars have interpreted these stanzas to indicate that Uttarayana Punyakala, which lasts for the first half of the year, is considered more auspicious for leaving one's body than Dakshinayana. However, in my opinion, there is a misinterpretation of the deeper meaning of these slokas. Remember that a yogi or enlightened saint does not need the celestial stars to align to depart from that earthly sojourn. There have been many saints or avatars who have departed from earth in the Dakshinayana Punyakala. What is the spiritual significance for observing the annual harvest festival? The main reason is to offer prayers and gratitude to the sun god for a successful crop and agricultural abundance. Surya or Aditya represents the core essence of life on our planet, Bhudevi or Mother Earth. In ancient Vedic times, the great seers worshipped the one god or supreme Brahman through the various manifestations in nature such as Aditya, Agni, Chandra, Vayu, Varuna or Lord of Water, etc. The Purusha Sukta from the Rig Veda references Surya as the eyes of the Lord. Chakcho Suryo Ajayata. The Atharva Veda has hymns about the efficacy of the sun's rays to destroy harmful germs and viruses. Therefore, offering prayers to Aditya bestows good health and prosperity. How does one observe the festival? On this day, some of the common things that people do are wearing new clothes, inviting friends and relatives, giving gifts, making donations, and cooking various types of dishes. These are all good to follow and do. Some of the suggestions that one can do are, start your day with Surya Namaskar or the sun salutation exercise. A word of caution, please check with your doctor first, as this is a very strenuous exercise. During the Surya Namaskar poses, you have to chant the 12 names of Aditya. Om Mitraya Namaha, Om Ravaye Namaha, Om Suryaya Namaha, Om Bhanave Namaha, Om Khagaya Namaha, Om Pushne Namaha, Om Hiranyagarbhaya Namaha, Om Marichaye Namaha, Om Adityaya Namaha, Om Savitre Namaham, Om Arka Yanamaham, Om Bhaskara Yanamaham. One may also chant the Aditya Hrudayam, a very powerful hymn that sage Agastya imparted to Lord Rama during his moment of crisis in vanquishing Ravana. One may also perform Satyanarayana Puja, a powerful puja in this day and age for fulfilling dharmic desires. In fact, the katha or story details specific instances of people doing the puja on Sankranti day and receiving benefits. You should also prepare a sweet dish made with rice, moong dal, organic milk, not water, jaggery, cashew nuts, raisins, cardamom roasted in ghee, and offer it to your Ishta Devata. Happy Pongal, happy Makara Sankranti, happy Uttarayan, happy Magi to all. Swasti Prajabhyam Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahisha गोब्राह्मणेभ्यः शुभमस्तु नित्यं लोकाः समस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Wonderful, Sanjay. That is a wonderful summarization of both the cultural significance and the spiritual significance of the upcoming Pongal festival. And I also appreciated your mentioning the shlokas from Bhagavad Gita. Very similar ideas appear in Ish Upanishad also. The two ways to depart, Devyan and Pitruyan, that you mentioned, Uttarayan and Dakshinayan. But also your interpretation that it is incorrect to say that if you depart during the Dakshinayan phase, you don't necessarily go to Brahmalok. So that's a misinterpretation. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. So maybe till next time, Hari Om and Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.